Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, I'm joining you live tonight, right here around the world on WRB. Glad to have you in here. We got a great program, part two of the Money Changers, what they're up to, what they're doing. The world's in a mess. Is Babylon going down? Let us pray. Let us hope. Office sales in Manhattan, down 90%. New home sales, down 80%. August imports, down 76%. Auto sales, down 50%. Linden is down 50%. Caterpillar Incorporated, heavy machinery, you know, the building and stuff related, down 50%. Unemployment, ages 16 to 24, down 50%. Bankruptcies, 1 million growing. FDIC, FHA, pension guarantees, out of money. Social Security cash flow has now become negative. U.S. deficit of $2 trillion plus growing. Tax receipts are evaporating. Looks like we might be in a recession. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't laugh about it because you may be out of work. We laugh about it because people are failing to meet their obligations to the Creator. Did you know that in a nursing home in Georgia, people have been told, these are people that are living in federal mandated projects, not projects, but old folks' home. These are people that are living in rest homes. Can't pray over their food when they sit down to dinner. The government won't allow them. You wonder what's wrong with our nation? We've locked our Creator outside. You know, our founding fathers, you know, they would turn over in their bed. The entire planet has been shammed by a minority of 1% of the population that we call the money changers. Less than 1%. The whole planet, not just the United States. All of the nations of the world are under control of the Jesse James and the Frank James, you know, the two infamous bank robbers and outlaws. I mean, we've got a Jesse James riding the train. It's called the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a shadow government. It operates outside the legal, jurisdictional, democratic, or a constitutional perimeter upon which America was founded. Now, how they've done this is part of the sham. When you got money, you can do things. The Bible said money answers all things. The citizenry of this nation, if they knew, would be up in arms and outraged at the cartel of 12 central banks that function invisible without boundaries. They are privately owned with no federal affiliation of the United States. They are attached and are running our monetary system for us. This illegal cartel has the authority or the power to determine national and international currencies, their values, and ultimately the entire world is under their pulse and their dictates. It changes the way you live, or it affects the way you live, and it affects me. These money Mongols have two motivations, profit and greed, at the expense of the masses of the people that are viewed by them as mere cannon fodder. Ralph Emerson, in his book titled The New World Order, stated, "The use of secrecy to conceal faults from certain of the members of the organization or from public scrutiny is the device of those who have something to hide. That something is so horrible and so terrible that knowledge of that secret must be kept from those who would have the most to lose by knowledge of that secret." Secret of the New World Order by Ralph Emerson. On May the 23rd, 1933, Congressman Louis T. McFadden brought criminal charges, or there were formal charges, against the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve banking system, the controller of the currency, and the Secretary of the United States Treasury for numerous criminal acts. Now, this is 1933. Get a grip on this now. 1933. Including, but not limited to, conspiracy, fraud, unlawful conversion, and treason. Congressman Louis T. McFadden, 1933, May the 23rd. Almost the anniversary, going back to 1933. The petition for articles of impeachment was thereafter referred to the Judicial Committee and has yet to be acted on. Former Congressman McFadden stated, "This evil institution has impoverished and ruined the people of the United States and the world." The United States has bankrupted itself and has practically bankrupt our government. It is done through the defects of the law under which it operates, through the maladministration of that law by the feds, and through the corrupt practices of the moneyed vultures who control it. Some people who think that the Federal Reserve banks of the United States government institutions are represented by the people of the United States. Neither the United States government or its people control these private institutions. They are private monopolies which prey upon the people of the United States and now the people of the world. They benefit themselves and their foreign customers, foreign and domestic speculators and swindlers, the rich and the predatory moneylender, in the dark crew of financial parrots. There are those who would cut a man's throat to get a dollar out of his pocket, and those who send money into states to buy votes to control our legislature. 1933 now. There are those who maintain international propaganda for the purpose of deceiving us into granting new concessions which will permit them to cover up their past misdeeds and set again in motion their gigantic train of crime. Reference the Congressional Record, May the 23rd, 1933, remarks made by Representative Louis T. McFadden. And there are present-day members of the United States Congress who know that the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve Act are illegal and unconstitutional. But none of them dare to speak out nor put forth a bill on the floor of Congress to eradicate this unlawful cartel that has seized control of the United States monetary system, because it would prove to be politically suicide to take on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors and Federal Reserve Chairmen's that's set before us visibly, representing the money changers behind the scenes. Our government is silent when it comes to the Federal Reserve. They defend it. It's a clear indication that our leaders are in compliant either with the money changers or are silent, which makes them co-conspirators, due to the oaths that many of them have taken to protect and defend the Council on Foreign Relations, the Triadral Commission, the Bilderbergers, which the majority of our government officials are card-carrying members of this cartel who are known as the money changers. And you cannot decode the money changers without at least mentioning and understanding the relationship of high financial power brokers without these three organizations coming into view as fronts to defend those who sit behind the scene. And the hidden hand in their quest for world dominion. And now they freely operate without any fear of retaliation as they have brought the world. This is a controlled depression, recession, money emergency worldwide brought to you courtesy of those who would give you the reasons as a recession or hard times, failing times, but they are planned with a hidden hand and the quest for world dominion, where now we are at the threshold of bringing to the whole earth a one world currency that the money changers will have an easier time of controlling the riches that come about from the earth. As they bring a one world order through the money changers, the clandestine brotherhood, the story of the Committee of 300 by John Coleman, Carol Quigley, in his monumental book titled Tragedy and Hope, stated it was a group of people whose wealth and influence so exceeded their experience and understanding, who provided much of the framework of influence which the communist sympathizers and fellow travelers took over the United States in the 30s. Took over the United States in the 30s. Can you believe it? The money changers, what have they got to gain? Well, they got world dominion. Why would they want to rule the world? Simply because that's their plan. Money brings power. Power brings control. And as long as they can control the masses by bringing the United States and dismantling the financial accumulation of its wealth, as they redistribute the wealth. And remember, 1% of the people own 97% of the wealth. Why would they want to redistribute it? Simply because there is so much trouble these money changers have of running it through a system and laundering it back into their hands. Once we have a one world currency, then it goes straight to those who have provided the currency on a worldwide basis. you know how, that September the 11th in 2001, this incident happened to dismantle the financial accumulation of wealth that Arab Muslims had acquired and dispersed in foreign European banks. Many of those so-called Muslims were participating in the financial arena, money changing, which was clearly anti-Islam. So, furthermore, in many cases, after falsely labeling the nation and our personal depositors as being linked to terrorism, it made it then easy targets of U.S. scrutiny, and under the United States Patriot Act and the Military Commission Act, that could be acted on and was, the money changers have confiscated from alleged Muslim tourists billions of dollars and justified their rogue actions in the name of so-called fighting terrorism. The money changers were steadily filling their financial coffers with so-called tourist money that was dripping in blood. The United States government did not have to even prove such allegations in order to freeze or confiscate one's currency. Many of the currencies in the banks of the world controlled by the money changers became blood money, which was being used and applied to the Arab, Muslim, Islam decoys, such as terrorists, and their money was characterized by the elite as blood money. And so, then, thievery by deception to clean out the wealth of the Arabs who had cashed in on their reserves of oil, and they had deposited their vast amounts of monies into these banks, these central banks that rule the entire planet. The number one bank is the Rothschild Bank of England, the Rothschild Bank of Berlin, the Chase Manhattan Bank of New York, the Rockefeller Chase National Bank of New York, First National Bank of New York, Hanover National Bank of New York, Goldman Sachs, sound familiar, of New York, the Kub Loeb Bank of New York, the Lehman Brothers that just went under, the Wartburg Bank of Hamburg, the Wartburg Bank of Amsterdam, the Lessard Brothers of Paris, Israel Moses Schiff Banks of Italy, J.P. Morgan. The above-named money changers have manipulated, humanly, or humanly possible, all of humanity by luring them to sleep with false concepts, deceit, treachery, and bogus information in order to reign without opposition from the hoodwinked and misinformed masses who have no idea that they are pawns of the game. The money changer crime is thievery by deception. Alan Greenspan just gave way to the other money changer, and we have a long list of Federal Reserve systems by the firms represented at the secret meeting on Jekyll Island in 1910 when Henry P. Davison, the right-hand man of J.P. Morgan, was a key figure in the drafting of the Federal Reserve Act. Within days of taking over as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, Greenspan immediately raised interest rates on September the 4th, 1987, the first such increase in 3 years of general prosperity. And it was a forerunner to the stock market crash of October 1987, or Black Monday, when the Dow Jones average plunged 500 points. Under Greenspan's direction, the Federal Reserve Board has steadily nudged the United States deeper and deeper into recession until last week. The Dow Jones plunged 1,000 points approximately. And although it recovered quickly, that plunge reaped trillions of dollars into the coffers of the Federal Reserve. Not one member of Congress raised a red flag. The same money changers are constantly feeding the American people a large dose of political propaganda relative to Iran in the same manner of how they lied about Iraq possessing weapons of mass destruction. These men, such as George Bush, Dick Cheney, Colin Powell, Donald Rumsfeld, George Tenet, Paul Bremer, Paul Wolfowitz, Tom Ridge, use smoke and mirrors and trickology to sway the American people and the world into believing that Saddam Hussein posed an imminent danger to Western democracy, and as he was being falsely accused and set up as the mastermind of state-sponsored terrorism. Moreover, of course, this intelligence was created by the Central Intelligence Agency, the Mossad, and Scotland Yards. No weapons of mass destruction was found. There was no proven or credible intelligence that linked Saddam Hussein to Osama bin Laden, the Al-Qaeda movement, or to any of the so-called terrorist cell, but it did not matter. It doesn't matter today with Obama. The occupation of Iraq, as well as the murder of over 1 million Iraqi citizens, will be proven to be a criminal act. But who's going to charge Mr. Bush with war crimes? Who's going to provide Obama with war crimes in Afghanistan, where he's now moved the major part of the operation into Afghanistan since they've done occupy the oil fields of Iraq and are siphoning the wealth of that nation, with a set-up government that is taking kickbacks, officials in Iraq. And now we're starting on Iran because she's another oil-wealthy Islamic state. And the deception goes on and on and on and on by the money changers. You see, they know how to remove the threat of removing them. They know how to get around the problem of honest, hard-working people. They dupe them into thinking that what they're doing is for their own benefit. And did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that a bill to audit the Federal Reserve was turned down by the Senate just today, 67 to 32? We had 32 that stood up to demand an audit. Now, an audit is of the Federal Reserve, the independent bankers. No one knows how much mass fortunes that they have amassed. And perhaps, until Babylon falls, no one ever will. Is Babylon going to fall? Let me read you a scripture. And then we're going to have a prayer. And I'd like to call for a national day of prayer that Babylon would come into Yahweh's mind, that He would remember His people that are under the heel with the strength of Babylon and the money changers who operate it. There is a scripture prophetic that the heel of Esau, Edom, will be in the neck of Israel until Israel returns to Yahweh. Don't you think it's time? This is Revelation 18:1. And after this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had a great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. With a mighty voice he shouted, "Babylon is fallen. Babylon the Great. She has fallen. She has become the home for demons." Who are we talking about here? The money changers. She's become the house of every evil spirit. She's become a hangout for every unclean and detestable bird. You know what they do? They don't get out and hunt for their food. They wait for the carcass. They're feeding off the carcass of the people of the earth. Unsuspecting, we're being eaten, our bones are being picked clean, our pockets included, by the money changers of the Federal Reserve. All the nations have been made to drink of the wine of her intoxication. We're so hooked and greedy, chasing after the almighty dollar. It's the love of money. It's not money that's evil. It's the love of money. And we've been given a healthy dose through the stock market and through access to gain wealth. And you see, most of the people fall through the cracks and never become wealthy. They lose at the game. It's just like going to Las Vegas and playing the roulette machine or the blackjack tables. Everything is set for the prosperity of the house. You don't have a chance. Oh, yes. If it's set on 8 to 10% of those involved in the system playing it to win, then that leaves better than 80 or 90% in the house's favor. And so the Federal Reserve has got this figured out. A few people can make a fortune working or collaborating with the evil system. And that's why that the nations have been drunk on the maddening wine of her intoxication. The kings of the earth have committed adultery. That means that they have given their souls in chase of the wealth and the greed that it produces. And the merchants, these are the people that merchandise inside the money changer system, they grew rich from her excessive luxuries. Excessive is not the word for it, ladies and gentlemen. This is incredible how much money they've got. But listen to what the angel said in the fourth verse. "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins." That's a warning. "Until we become knowledgeable." Now, Mr. McFadden, he brought to light, but his end and his plight was not pleasant. They don't deal kindly with people that and speak out against their system. They have power. Money answers all things. And those who commit adultery with her, or drunk the wine of her intoxication, or played in her game, has become guilty of fornicating with her, joining with her. The earth was lighted by her splendor. Babylon. Oh, look at her. Look at what she's produced. Great cities, concrete and steel. Yet the Bible says, come out of her, my people, that you share not in her sins, so that you will not receive of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven. Don't you think today, since 1933, that these sins have stacked up on top of one another till their height have reached into the heaven, and yet people today very seldom ever speak the truth. They wonder about hard times or good times. They don't really realize that there is an evil Edomite system behind the scenes that is sucking the lifeblood right out of our very existence. We have become the tail through disobedience. Give back to her as she has given to you, verse 6. Pay her back double for what she has done. Mix her a double portion with her own cup. Give her as much torture and grief as the glory and luxury that she gave to herself. Boy, I like this angel. Who is he? When is this going to happen? Could we pray? Could we come together and pray if my people would come together and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways and come out of her? Quit playing her game. We can't even get together and build a building to praise Yahweh, and let alone have the riches that we deserve, simply because we have failed to come out of her. We get fleeced by letting us down, or by producing hard times, or the fall of the stock market. Why is everything in the earth relative to wealth related to a stock market? This is not just weights and measures. In her heart she boasts, I'm a queen. The money changers sit like a queen. Look at the old Queen of England. I said last night, she's a rich, powerful lady. Today she just accepted another Jew prime minister to run her country. A Jew, of all things, got rid of one Jew. You see, they don't care. They're like wolves. They'll turn on their own pack to get rid of one to promote another. They have no respect even for each other. As long as they've got money, they're all happy. You take away their money and you give them torture and grief. In her heart, she sits as a queen. She said, I'm not a widow. I'm never going to be divorced from this system that I've created. I said, I'll never mourn. Well, they're not mourning right now. They're laughing all the way to the bank with your assets stolen. Therefore, in one day, her plagues will overtake her. Death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is Yahweh who judges her. Oh, when's that going to be? I'm ready right now. I don't know about you. Could we pray? Could we just call upon our Heavenly Father? My people pray and humble themselves and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. I'll heal their land. I'll make them the head and not the tail. We're now the tail and not the head. He's put Esau, Edom over us because he decided to do that if we broke his laws and commandments. But that if we would obey him, we would eat the good of the land. We would own the land, our riches. We would lend to nations. Lucifer, he's behind all this. Satan, the god of wealth, the love of money. In Isaiah 14 and 12, he's described as the shining one. He offered all of these things that I'm talking about tonight to our Heavenly Father, who came in a flesh body to redeem us. And he cried out against the money changers, just like Pastor Buddy tonight is crying out against the money changers. You say, oh, you're a lone voice, or maybe just a few would believe you or have the knowledge to know what you're talking about. And that's true. However, prayer can change things. We could pray. We could ask the Father. Father, take down this system that sits as the Queen of Heaven. She's an adulterer. She has no respect of persons. She entices through greed and lust. People want to be powerful. They want to have riches. And they sell out for a piece of bread. But Isaiah 13 and 19 is the doom song of Babylon. Isaiah 34 and 11 is the doom song of Edom. Read those two chapters. Isaiah 13, starting at verse 19 through 22. Read it. It's the doom song. We can sing this song if you'd like. If my people are willing to pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Take no thought for tomorrow. Don't seek riches. Don't get in the system of Babylon. Come out of her. The doom song of Edom, which is necessary, because Edom is now riding the back of the queen of Revelation 17. The powerful, the elite, they rub elbows. It's a religious system of adultery. Through the lust for money. The doom song of Eden, Isaiah 34, verse 11 through 15. The doom song, again, to give you another witness, is Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 39. And Jeremiah 51. It's coming. Oh, man. Listen why it's coming. We're going to pray. We're going to begin to take back our power of just weights and measures. This, the wealth, our happiness depends on our wealth. You can't be happy when you're poor. You're miserable. But Solomon said, make me not poor. At least I curse you. The devil has got the people of Yah cursing and bitter and envious and lustful. We're mad at those that's got it because we can't get it. And if we got it, we would be worse than them. Father, give us a spirit to know the difference, to sit in authority, because we have forgotten your way. See and ask for the old path, and when you find it, walk in, and you'll find rest for your soul. After this, I saw another angel. Verse 6. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was lighted by His splendor. With a mighty voice, He shouted. This angel had great authority delegated to him by Yahweh. Just as Satan gave the beast authority, this angel is going to announce the fall of the great city, which is the city of the beast, which is the city of the monetary system of the world that rules over you. The earth was lighted by His splendor. He came with the glory of God upon His face. And just as the face of Moses shone with glory after he had been in the presence of the Creator, this angel is going to be the Redeemer. In the book of Ezekiel 43, verses 1 and 2, in which the land became radiant with God's glory, we're going to raise up a Gideon, who in the time of the oppressing enemy that ruled over them, he was hid threshing his grain to keep from paying taxes and usury. Yahweh's going to send us Gideons upon the earth. One can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. Only 1% of these people are in power. Babylon's got to fall. The angel announces the fall of Babylon. In Isaiah 21 and 9, Babylon has fallen. All her idols lie shattered on the ground. That reminds us the ancient Babylon, which is a prototype. King Belshazzar in Daniel chapter 5. Yahweh numbered his days, and there is a number for the present Babylon, which has re-established itself and has its boot in the neck of our prosperity. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to raise up and take back that which the caterpillar has destroyed and the cankerworm has infected with its hideous touch. The riches that they have gathered will be a testimony against them. For the nations have been drunken. The kings of the earth have committed adultery. They're meeting. They met this week to formulate the final chapter for a one world currency, which will establish Babylon as the elite power, and they will reign until Yahweh's people come out of her and pray and seek the face of Yahweh and ask Him to restore the glory of Jacob. Now listen to me tonight and let's pray. I want you to repeat this prayer often. Daniel prayed, and the mouth of the lions, which represents the enemy, eating your flesh and burning you with fire, destroying you and your children and your offspring and your prosperity. No wonder we can't prosper. No wonder we're the tail, because we have broken Yahweh's laws. Gideon hid to thresh his wheat. But when the angel found him and anointed him, he became a champion. He took 300 men and had a revolution. Fidel Castro took 300 men and overturned the money changers in Cuba, Havana, the fat cats. It was easy to do because they'd waxed fat and they'd forgotten that a czar, I'm not saying that Fidel Castro turned out to be a just one, because he adopted the social standards of socialism, which is the main goal eventually. That's why he's still in power. Otherwise, he'd been taken out. That's why Valdez is still in power in Venezuela. That's why the England has gone social. That's why Great Britain, now you'll see the back of the pride of the British. They're being broken. They're being destroyed from within by miscegenation, just like the United States has been weakened to its knees, and the prophecy of George Washington is coming to mind. We need a Gideon. We need a Moses. We need a deliverer. We need someone to remind us to turn from our wicked ways and to pray and seek His face. Our Heavenly Father, we pray tonight in the great name of the Eternal King, Yahweh. We call upon Your loving name, and we pray that You restore our integrity. We pray that You take away the lust for money, that the power and the greedy merchants of the earth have gathered, and that we run after and we seek but can't get or can't find. We ask You to remind us to seek You first, the kingdom of heaven, and all these things that the Gentiles seek for will be added to us. You own all of the silver and the gold, which is just weights. And the rich have hoarded it up and saved it to the last days, where they will cast it into the streets. And the poor will again one day pick it up by the bucketful. We shall obtain the kingdom, and we shall overcome, and Babylon shall fall, because we accept the prophecy of Revelation 18. And we pray, Father, that this golden cup of Babylon, which is full of filthiness, will be shook out of the hand of the Edomites. And through their fright, they will flee for the borders, and they won't make it. That we will search the land with a candle and a light to see if there's one Edomite left in the land or one Canaanite. And we will cleanse this land, and we will no longer be the tail, but we shall become the head through the power and the love, not for the things of the world, but for the things of the kingdom and the promises that if we would return to You, that You'd make us ruler over the land. Father, we give away through our sympathies and through the cunning craftiness of Satan and the snakes and the serpents who have come in unaware and put themselves up as God's chosen people, when in fact they are nothing more than Edomites dressed up in sheep's clothing to gain the sympathies of the blind and the ignorant Israelites who know not their heritage. Help us, Father, and open our eyes. Give us the glory and the power and the honor. Return us back to our former glory. Give her torture and give her grief as much as the luxury as she's given herself. Reward her double. When she says she sets a queen, make her a widow. When she says she's never mourned, let her weep. and let her never be satisfied. Let us see the punishment that she receives as just. Let this monetary system fall that is evil and restore us to just weights and measures. Help us, Father, that her plagues come in one day, and let that day be soon. Let us pronounce that day to come, Father. For mighty are you that judges her. And let the suddenness of this judgment come upon her. And let her run for the borders. Let her flee. When she says she will never mourn. When she sits as a queen. Let her be stripped of her golden raiment. Let her be naked and burn her flesh with fire. Give her a double portion of everything that she's given out. Give her a double portion of the punishment that she deserves. For great and mighty is Yahweh who judges her. Let her become a mourning widow as she mourns for her treasures that she has no more. Restore us, Father, to your perfect will. Give us the hope and the desire and the love of your power. Help us to overcome and help us to lead us in the way that we should go. And Father, I hope and trust and pray that everywhere that men lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting, may they be blessed going in, and may they be blessed coming out. May they be the head restored and no longer the tail. May you have your right hand of blessings and fellowship. Give us strong leaders without fear. Give us this day our daily bread. Take Babylon and make it a cup of trembling in her hand. Let her worry and let her run and let her seek no rest for the rest of the days upon this planet. May the change come quickly. May Babylon fall in 1 hour. And may the blessings be returned to the house of Jacob. May this financial collapse that's coming upon Babylon, may the merchants that have been waxed rich, may they mourn and cry and not be comforted as their baby, which is the gold and silver of the wealth of the righteous, which is laid up against the day of judgment. May they mourn for it. May they seek it and not find it. May it disappear from their vaults and their bank accounts and their Lear jets full of treasures as they fly above us and hold their boots to our neck without any mercy. Remember them, Father. Let Babylon fall in the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. If you pray that prayer with me, let's believe it. Let's start. And let's hope and trust without wavering through faith that Babylon is ready to fall. And may the fall be soon in the name of Yahweh. Write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey. We're on a late call tonight. We're coming up on 12 o'clock on the East Coast, 11 o'clock in the Central Time Zones. But out west, we're coming into your prime time. May you be blessed. And may every hand that is lifted tonight in honor of the great King of Kings, Yahweh, who hated the money changers and whipped them out, may that be a symbol of our power through our prayer that Babylon falls. I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 Central, around the world on WWRB. I love you, and Yahweh bless you.